理课堂听 class.com。
Part 2. Statements. 2. Exercises. Listen and then choose the answer that is closest in meaning to each statement you hear.
1. When I saw him from a distance on a downtown street this morning, I thought that he was my professor, but he wasn't.
2. Perhaps we should just stay at home and watch television. The concert started at 8 o'clock.And we're already half an hour late.
3. Professor Jones is a very busy woman. Even so, she always takes time to help her students after class. That's why she's very popular at the school.
4. David is an insurance agent and makes good money. He bought a $20,000 car last month, and that only took one-third of his yearly salary.
5. If George kept studying, as his sister does, he would have no trouble passing his exams. But unfortunately, he does not.
6. I am sure glad that today's physics class is over. I was lost. I couldn't follow a word Professor Smith said.
7. After the morning meeting in the office, he hurried to the railway station at noon by taxi,only to miss his train to Chicago by half an hour.
8. Jack is happy and excited these several days. His advisor has agreed with his decision to begin a PhD program instead of an MA program.
9. There's a long line in front of the box office. I doubt there'll be any tickets left. I guess we'll wind up going to the second show.
10.It doesn't come as a surprise to us that Mary got a research grant. Everybody knows that she's brilliant.
11. Dan's meeting my parents for the first time this weekend. Fortunately, my father loves to fish, so they'll have something to talk about.
12. Jim was very embarrassed when he was requested to answer the professor's question during the class. If he had paid attention, he would have heard the question.
13. We had only expected 20 people to apply for the post, but twice as many showed up on the first day.
14. The flight was supposed to take off at 8 o'clock in the morning, but it was delayed 45 minutes owing to the heavy fog in the area.
15. If work is not urgent in the office, Sally likes nothing better than to talk on the telephone with her friends.
16.You can see what's happening with the library. They're adding a new wing. Actually, the construction crew's finishing it up.
17. I can't tell you when the next shuttle bus is leaving for the downtown shopping center, but there's a schedule posted on the bulletin board over there.
18. Weather reports are sometimes not dependable. The weather was supposed to be nice today,But it rained most of the afternoon.
19. Although Miss Smith has less teaching experience than the other members of the staff, she is one of the best instructors.
20. We don't have enough information for our financial plan, but it's due tomorrow. I'm afraid we'll just have to make do with what we have got.
Part 3.
3. Exercises. 1.A status symbol thing. This is a short conversation about mass media between two friends. Listen and then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Maggie, can you tell me if there's any form of media that has a particular influence on you?
Well, I guess I've mixed feelings about cell phones. They used to bother me a lot.But now I have one.
Why didn't you like them?
I used to think they were just trendy, a status symbol thing, and too expensive. But I think there are other dangers with cell phones.
Like what?
Like driving while talking on the cell phone. When I was coming home from college for Thanksgiving break, The bus driver was talking on his cell phone the whole way, and it really upset me. The weather was really bad, and he was just talking on the phone, and I was really scared, like I didn't think I was gonna get home.
Wow, that does sound dangerous.
Yeah, but I think there are benefits, too. I finally bought one because I need people to get in touch with me about school or about work. And for my mom. She works a lot. She's away from home a lot, so it's great for her to have a cell phone to call us at home, to keep tabs on us. And, you know, we can call her, too.
Questions. 1. What form of media has a particular effect on Maggie?
2. What's Maggie's present attitude toward cell phones?
3. There are several reasons for which Maggie didn't like cell phones before. Which of the following is not one of these reasons?
4. Why has Maggie finally decided to buy a cell phone?
2. Playing video games.
This is a short conversation about playing video games. Listen and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Hi, Bill. Tell me, how often you play video games?
I don't know, maybe a couple of hours a week. In the summertime it's more, maybe 5-6 hours a week.
Don't you think there's a lot of violence in video games?
Yeah, well, I try not to play those games. I only like sports games. I hate those gun ones where you just walk around and kill people.
Why? Do you think they have a bad effect on you?
I don't think a bad effect, maybe a wasteful effect. I feel like when I play, I'm wasting the day away. I think video games restrict the things kids do, like read. Kids can become addicted to them. They just sit and do video games all day.
So you think they do have a bad effect?
I don't know. A bad effect? Not for teenagers, I don't think. Maybe they could be dangerous for little kids, because they haven't been alive for that long and their minds aren't fully developed.
And what about big kids? Do big kids know the difference between fantasy and reality?
Yeah, definitely.
But what about all the violence?
Well, most kids like the feeling of killing things in video games, but it's part of the game. It's not real. Video games can be very entertaining, but it's not good if you overuse them. The reason isn't because they'll make you deranged, just that they make you waste time. I don't play any violent games myself, but I know a lot of people who do, and they don't really have a negative effect. They just make the kid a little more antisocial. They don't make people want to kill each other.
Questions. 1. How often does Bill play video games a week in summer?
2. What type of games does he like?
3. What kind of effect do video games have on people like him, according to Bill?
4. What's Bill's general attitude towards video games?
3. Modern forms of media. This is a short conversation about modern forms of mass media. Listen, and then choose the best answer to each question you hear. Robert, I know you have strong feelings about the media.
I do. I've never had a television in my life. I grew up before television was really common. I just don't have time for it. I think you have to look at the trade-off for whatever you do.
What do you mean by trade-off?
What it costs, not only in money, but in terms of what it does to your life. I have no real machines in my apartment. Well, I do have an FM radio.
Yeah? What do you listen to?
Oh, weather reports, good music. And I have a telephone now, but I lived for 8 years without one.
8 years without a telephone?
Well, I discovered there were telephones on every street corner, and I really didn't need one for anything.
Do you have a computer?
I do not own a computer, because when I go on the internet, I'm always disappointed. You see, I think modern technology destroys all the beauty and meaning in life. The machine gets in the way. And I don't want to be part of a machine. That's not the way I want to live my life.
Aren't there any good things that the modern media brings us? I don't know. Closer contact with other people?
Well, I do have a confession to make. The only modern form of media I really like is the jet plane. I mean, I know it's not the media, but I really consider it to be a form of communication. It has allowed me to travel all over the world. I get great enjoyment out of traveling. I link up with people from foreign countries. I meet them. I talk to them. And so in that way, the jet plane has improved international communication much more than fax or email will ever do.
What an interesting idea. Thank you, Robert.
Questions. 1. Why has Robert never had a television in his life?
2. Which type of modern machine does Robert have now in his apartment?
3. According to Robert, why didn't he have a telephone for 8 years?
4. How does Robert feel when he goes on the Internet?
5. What is the only modern form of media does Robert really like, according to his confession?
Part 4. Listening and Translation. 2. Exercises. 1. Sentence Translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below.
1. Unemployment has risen to over 3 million for the first time in 6 years, and analysts expect the jobless total to rise by a further 40,000 this month.
2. The pay negotiations were going badly. We wanted to link the pay increase to productivity level, but the unions refused.
3. After some discussion, we have reached a compromise on the trade and we'll come down to details at the next meeting on Friday afternoon.
4. It is generally felt that inflation is aggravating the social problems. It's time that the government should take immediate measures to curb inflation.
5. In the United States, there are about 9 murders a year per 100,000 people. In Japan, for example, that figure is 0.5. In France, it's 1.1.
2. Passage Translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. All through history, men have tried to build their homes near the sources of fresh water. Now fresh water is becoming scarce, but more and more is needed because of the increasing number of people in the world. Some industries also use large amounts of fresh water in the production of such things as steel, petroleum, paper, and synthetic rubber. Scientists estimate that the need for fresh water will have doubled by the year 2050. If they are correct, we must find new ways of saving it or producing it.
2. To make a long story very short, I got the job. There were 5 of us who went for it, and I was chosen. At first, it was very awkward, because I know that my friend Bill really wanted it. He was very upset. But now that a few weeks have gone by, he's calmed down a bit. I've gotten used to my new position, and my friendship with Bill is better than ever. You could say that I'm very relieved, and I love my new job.
Revision, Exercise 3. Part A, Spot Dictation.
Listen and fill in each of the blanks with the words you have heard from the recordings. People are often scared away from going overseas because of the language barrier. Naturally, you will become better acquainted with Europeans if you can speak their languages. But you can still have a great time in Europe without language skills. You'll have little trouble communicating in areas where there's heavy tourist traffic, You'll usually find someone who can help you out in hotels, restaurants, banks, shops, airports, and train stations. Off the beaten path, you will probably run into a language barrier, but you'll still get by. We have some tips. Basic expressions. A. Because it takes years to learn a foreign language, many people don't even try. However, you should take the time to learn a few basic expressions and how to count to 10. B. No book can show you how to pronounce foreign words correctly. Have a native speaker pronounce them for you. Asking for directions. A. Open your mouth and say, ah, as if you were at a doctor's office. Follow ah by the name of the place you're going to. Ah, Paris, or ah, Madrid. If you point to a map as you do this, most Europeans will understand, even if you use English in the rest of the sentence. You can say, for example, I would like to go to ah, Madrid. B. Remember that many cities are spelled differently in different languages. For example, the city of Venice is called Venezia in Italian. Tricks for communicating. A. Speak simply. Say, menu, please, not, I would like to see a menu, please. B. Repeat statements only once, slowly and without raising your voice. C. If your vocabulary is limited, try to communicate in writing. Carry paper and pen, and get waiters and clerks to write down prices for you. D. Don't be afraid to give sign language a try. Part B. Listening comprehension. 1. Statements. Listen and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. 1. I should give you a ride to the airport, but I am late for the appointment on the other side of the town.
2. I really enjoyed that TV special about some endangered species last night, but I wish I could have stayed awake long enough to see the whole thing.
3. I can't believe I still have this pain in my back. The medicine the doctor gave me was supposed to make me feel better now.
4. I've been working on my history assignment all day, and I've still got 8 pages to write. At this rate, I'll never get it done by Monday.
5. We need to drive to that city during the night, but the doctor said this medicine might make me drowsy.
6. I thought that there was still time for me to apply for the student loan, but today I find that the closing date was last Friday.
7. Last night, when I was putting the finishing touches on my paper, that electrical storm completely wiped out my computer files.
8. I don't know how my pictures at the orientation will come out. We have to wait to see for a couple of days.
9. We are supposed to do our assignments for statistics on the computer, but those in the student center are always tied up.
10. Professor Godwin assigned us 2 more papers to write. He must think we don't have any other classes.
2. Talks and conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the following news.
Now the news at 7. The airline pilots of several airlines have gone on strike just before the start of the World Cup. Fans from all over the world have had to find other means of transportation or miss their games. No agreement has been reached between the airline pilots and management, and the strike is expected to continue for many days. Heavy rains have fallen in southern Florida since last week. Many buildings have been flooded, causing billions of dollars worth of damage. Roads have closed in many cities, causing traffic jams all over the area. In some cases, it has taken hours to travel only a few miles. The famous pop singer Madonna has arrived in New York for the second leg of her world tour. She gave a series of concerts in Los Angeles from October 9th through October 15th, which was sold out and got great reviews from music critics.
Questions. 11. Why have the airline pilots gone on strike?
12. Which of the following statements is not true in connection with the strike?
13. What has affected southern Florida since last week?
14. Which city is the first leg of the famous pop singer Madonna's world tour?
15. How long did Madonna stay in Los Angeles to give her series of concerts?
Questions 16 to 20 are based on the following interview. Hello, everyone. We're talking to Stella Hamptons, famous Hollywood actress. Before the break, we are talking about your life, Stella, before you became a big star.
Yes. Oh, but do we have to?
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think our listeners will find it interesting, too. I mean, you didn't become a big star overnight. You struggled for many years.
You can say that again.
Tell us a little about it.
Oh, yes. I think I must have worked 20 or 30 different jobs.
Really?
Sure. I couldn't find work as an actress for many years, so I had to do something. You have to eat, right?
What kinds of jobs did you have?
A little bit of everything. I worked as a waitress, in a department store, painting houses. I think I got fired from most of those jobs.
Oh, yeah? Tell us a few stories.
This is so embarrassing. Well, I remember I worked for a big department store in the hats department. It was so boring. We never had any customers during the day, and that's when I worked. When I got sleepy, I used to lie down under the hat racks and take an occasional nap.
What happened?
Well, one day I got caught by my boss, and I got fired on the spot. Then there was a time I decided to paint houses. It turned out that I was allergic to the paint, and my body was a sore after working the first day. I could hardly get out of bed the next day. I couldn't take the physical work. I got fired again.
Any other stories?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I actually drove a taxi for a few days. I got fired as a cab driver.
No, you?
Yes. I was desperate and thought I could make good tips. I needed the money at the time. Unfortunately, it didn't last.
Fired?
Yep. How did you guess? On my third day, I hit a pole. No one was hurt in the accident. My passenger was fine. But it scared me to death. That was the end of my career as a driver.
Well, Stella, thanks for sharing those details with us. It's a good thing you made it as an actress. After the commercial break, we'll talk more with Stella about her new movie that's being released in September.
Questions. 16. Stella had worked many jobs before she became a big star. Which of the following is not one of these jobs?
17. Why did she get fired from the job at the department store?
18. How long did she keep her cab driving job?
19. What happened in the cab accident?
20. When is Stella's new movie being released?
Questions 21 to 24 are based on the following conversation.
Mike, do you have a minute?
Oh, hi, Kathy. Sure. What's up?
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about the situation of the office.
I'm not in there very often. It's so noisy that I can't work.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. We're supposed to be able to do our preparation and marking in that office. But have you noticed? Simon constantly has students coming in to get help with his course. A lot of people are going and out.
Has anybody spoken to him about it?
No, not yet. But someone's going to have to.
We can't really ask him to stop having students come in for help, can we?
No, of course not. But I'm not able to do my work, and neither are you. I imagine it's the same for the others in the office.
Could we ask for a kind of meeting room? When TAs have to talk with a student, they could go to the meeting room and not use the office. You know, there's a room down the hall, a rather small room that we could ask to use. It's only for storing supplies.
You mean the little storage room? Oh, that would be too small.
Are you sure? With the cabinets taken out, it might be bigger than it looks.
Come to think of it, you may be on to something. I'd like to have a look at that room. Can we go there now?
Sure. Let's go.
Questions. 21. What problem at the office are Kathy and Mike discussing?
22. Why do Simon's students come to see him?
23. What does Mike suggest they do?
24. What does Kathy say about Mike's suggestion?
Bye.